This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ideas and suggestions for bringing more happiness into our everyday lives. This week, we'll talk about why and how we might try to get more benefit from the tools that we are already using. And we'll talk about suggestions from listeners about traditions they have for the other new year of September, because for many of us, September is the other January. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, the five senses, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft, my sister whose one-word theme for 2023 is scale, and who has been scaling Fryman Canyon many times this year so far.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yes, Gretchen, I'm going for my Fryman 80. It was Fryman 50, but I've upped it to my Fryman 80.
But before we launch into this week's Try This at Home suggestion, we got some interesting comments from listeners about some previous ideas.
Yes, this one comes from Kate. She says, love the show. As I type, I am listening to episode 442, where you are talking about taking over a disliked task. My sister did this for me recently, and I appreciated it so much. I really hate clothes shopping, especially for specific occasions, and having to go into physical stores and look for things and figure out what I want is very stressful for me. A little while after I got engaged, my sister told me that she knew I would be stressed about dress shopping, so when I was ready to start thinking about it, I should let her know because she had started researching the various terms for dress styles and materials, etc., and she could talk me through it. She knew it would add an extra layer of stress for me if I was in bridal stores and wasn't pre-armed with the proper terms and had to try to get my head around this while shopping. It was so thoughtful and has really taken some of the anxiety out of the process for me. Oh, nice sister, Gretch. I could see you doing that for me or me doing that for you.
Yes, a perfect example of how something is much more stressful for one person, but for somebody else, it's not that hard, and it can really, really make something easier for somebody.
And Gretch, this came from Marjorie. She said, one July, my daughter-in-law was talking about how much she dreaded shopping for school supplies with her three daughters. It was chaotic to manage them all running around the store, frustrating because a specific supply was always unavailable and substitutions had to be decided on, and just completely exhausting. I love office supply stores and have always loved school supply shopping. She couldn't believe I volunteered to take the girls from then on, and a wonderful annual tradition with my granddaughters was begun. The trips were never a burden, but something I look forward to every year, even scouting out the stores with the best selections before our annual excursion. My oldest granddaughter is really into design, and one year we had spent quite a bit of time choosing a color scheme and coordinated notebooks, folders, etc. Then she saw a pencil case in a completely different color scheme and said, "Oh, I wish I would have seen this one first and gotten those colors." To her surprise and delight, I said, "No, it's fine. We have time. You can start over." One of the delights of being a grandmother is having the time and patience you well remember being in such short supply when you were a mom. One year, I heard that the nonprofit organization in our city that helps settle new immigrant families was having a school supply drive. I downloaded the wish list for elementary, middle, and high school students, and off we went, this time with six kids to buy for. Each granddaughter picked a student to shop for and decided whether it would be a boy or girl and what style of backpack they'd like to pack all the supplies in. In August, I volunteered at the picnic where the supplies were distributed and later had such fun telling the girls about the children I had watched excitedly choose the backpacks they had packed. So many wonderful moments and memories started with my daughter-in-law voicing her dislike.
I mean, this is just a perfect example of how something that one person might actually really enjoy and appreciate and someone else finds it burdensome. And also it's a good example of express this to someone because you might be just suffering in silence where someone else might be very happy to help you. And so I think part of it is saying, hey, this is something that I don't like this. Is this something that you might want to help with? So ask for help. Why is it often so hard for us to help? This is a great example.
Yeah, well, and it's a great example of how one little thing can lead to bigger things. And you never know what's around the corner. So I love this.
So great suggestions. And this week, the Try This at Home suggestion is to get more benefit from a tool you already use.
All right, Gretch, explain this. We all have our various tools and devices. What does this mean exactly?
Well, one of the things that I've noticed in my own life is that there are all kinds of tools that we use. Maybe you use Maps apps to find maps, or you use Google Documents, or I use Word all the time. And what I've been realizing is that there are a lot of things that I could do that would make things more efficient, easier, would be very, very handy, would help me do work well, but that I just don't know about. And part of it is that I'm not that good. I think some people are really much better about poking around and like, what happens if I pick this button? Or what happens if I try hitting this navigation? And I usually don't do it. I don't experiment that much, but I'm finding that there's a lot of things I can do to make my work easier if I take the time to explore and investigate.
Yeah, Gretch, the classic of this is that there are those people in life who, when they get a car, they sit with the person and have them show them every single car feature. And then there are those of us who just drive away and don't want to deal with any of that.
Absolutely. And I think I've read that that is a problem with cars, is that there's all these features that it has, but that people don't know about it. Oh, well, and Elizabeth, weren't you telling me about how you got a magic keyboard so that now you can use, it's much easier for you to use your iPad?
Yes, perfect example. So I had an iPad, but I wasn't using it to its full effect.
Yeah.
Sarah really used her iPad. Like she did all of her scripts on it and wrote on it and did all these things. And I only was basically, you know, reading emails and like looking at the internet. And then I got a magic keyboard, which is a very cunningly designed keyboard that goes with the iPad. And it's totally transformed my use of it. And now I use it for everything.
Right, right.
So that's a perfect example. But I had to be pushed and prodded.
Well, I think a lot of times other people will say like, oh, I found this thing that works really well, or why don't you try this? But it's easy to just ignore that. Well, this is a place where going into the office helps, because if you're working with people, a lot of times they'll point out, oh, you could do this or you could try this, and you learn about it. Whereas if you're working from home, you're not seeing how other people are going about it, or maybe you're someone like me where I'm just doing the same thing I've always done. It's easy not to realize that there are really excellent things that can make my work more efficient or more just easier to do.
So what are things that you have discovered, Gretch?
Well, I can't even describe this because, but what I found is that in Word. Yeah, and I use this thing where I use the headings navigation so that I can go between different parts and I can very easily move things around. It's a really great thing. I sort of accidentally figured out how to do it. And since then, I've really started thinking like, well, what happens if I use this? Or are there shortcuts? One thing I found out is that there's a way to return to the last place you made an edit, which again is like a very specific thing, but is very, very helpful for me. And so the larger thing is, if there's something that you use often, don't just limit yourself to the most obvious ways that you use it, but to say, are there things that I could use? Can I identify a problem or a challenge that there might be a solution to it that I just haven't even tried to find?
Yes. And the key to this is often this only takes about 30 seconds.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's not yes. like you have to spend an hour.
Yes.
In 30 seconds, you can likely find one feature to make your life easier.
Yes. And then it's just that good feeling of getting the most benefit that you can find out of something that you often use.
Yeah, Gretchen, back to the iPad. Sarah and I, my co-host of Happier in Hollywood and writing partner, have talked many times about how we absolutely refuse to use Google Docs on the iPad. This was several years ago.
Yes.
And our assistant at the time, Wafwa, yeah. just would not give up pushing us to use Google Docs. And thank goodness, because it totally transformed how we work.
Yes.
And has allowed us to work together so much more easily. And then after that, more recently, Sarah discovered on Final Draft, which is the program we use to write scripts, Sarah discovered that we could collaborate, meaning we could each be working on the same document wherever we were, which is totally revolutionized how we work together, because we used to have to look over each other's shoulder mm-hmm. if we were trying to write together. Now we can just be on the phone and see what each other is typing.
Right, right. Also, what this means is we may not need to buy as much stuff. For instance, I realized that since I use the app Genius Scan, I don't need a scanner. So that's just a thing that I don't need to buy and I don't need to have and I don't need to spend money on it, which is satisfying. And also it makes us feel good to be able to work more efficiently and better. It's a way to just improve the quality of our work and also our creativity.
Yeah. You were saying it could unleash your creativity. Like if you know how to use your printer well, then you can print invitations, which our mom does.
Yeah, exactly. So let us know if you do try this at home and how you've managed to get more benefit from a tool that you already use. Let us know on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes at happiercast.com/444 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we have a cheap gift happiness hack. Everybody loves an inexpensive gift. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Gretchen, it's time for this week's happiness hack, and it is a cheap gift idea. I love this.
Yeah, this is a friend of mine. I was just so charmed by this. So my friend got married, and as often happens with a couple, one person really wants to get to the airport with lots of extra time, and then the other person isn't as interested as having so much lead time. And so this was something that was, because they had a conflict about how quickly they should leave for an airport. And so after they got married, she, for a gift, wrote on a piece of paper, "I promise that I will leave for the airport whenever you want." So it took away all the stress. She was the one who wanted to cut it shorter. He really wanted to have plenty of leeway. And she just thought, you know what? You can just decide if you want to get there 3 hours early, that's okay. I'm not even going to worry about it. It's up to you. We'll leave whenever you want. And that was her gift. And I thought that was so hilarious and also probably added a lot to the harmony in their relationship.
Yes, Gretchen, that is a gift I would love to receive from Adam, my husband, let me tell you.
Well, it's one of those things where probably it works better for the person who wants to be early than the person who wants to cut it.
Yes.
But there's probably a lot of things that you could do. It's kind of related to the idea in episode 442 about when you agree to do a chore that someone especially dislikes. It's kind of along the same lines as that. But I think it's an easy way to find a gift that would be inexpensive, yet could be very valuable.
Everybody has their certain issues. And if you look at resolving the issue as a gift, it undercuts the conflict in a nice
yes.
way. So
yes.
rather than having conflict, you're just saying, well, this is my gift, so we don't need to fight about it. So
exactly.
I love this approach. It's always about the reframing. It's a great
yes.
reframe.
Yes, absolutely. And now for a deep dive, we asked listeners for the traditions that they have related to September as the other new year, because for many of us, the end of the summer is the other new year. And people have a lot of ways of marking the end of summer and the return to school routine, work routine, whether or not it's the summer for you, depending on where you live in the world, but that's the feeling of the return to ordinary routine.
Yes. Yeah, so let's go through these. Binet says, speaking of school supplies, Gretchen, school supplies or office supplies, art supplies, just something fresh for my creativity collection.
This is wonderful from a teacher. Mandy says, my students come back to school this week, so I always get New Year's hats and horns. Happy new school year. That's fun, thinking about the new school year is New Year. I love that.
Tiffany said, our school starts middle of August, so I use those 2 weeks as a testing / experimenting ground for new schedules and routines. I find out what works and what doesn't, so when September hits, we are running smoothly.
That's a good idea. Erin says, September is my new year working at a university. Something I started when I returned to in-person work was to get a plant for my office windowsill at the start of every year. I'd like to add one each year, at least for a while. I also like to get a new outfit, kind of a throwback to when I was a kid. I love that. New outfit, new plant.
Yeah. Jamie says, we go to the same little town on Lake Michigan every Labor Day. The first part of vacation, there are lots of tourists. The second part, the town is a ghost town. We've been going several years, so it's a known place. No new planning needed. It's comfortable. It's the perfect way to end summer for us. And because I work at a university, end of August / beginning of September definitely marks a new year for me.
Jennifer said, with the start of the school year and Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, it's our time for introspection and making plans, not around January 1st, always in the fall. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Absolutely. Jennifer says, cars get a good deep clean from the summer sand and fun right before school starts. Gretch Sasterling says, resume my outdoor morning walks.
Oh, that's great. Rhea says, start writing in a new diary.
Allison says, my ritual is to get my hair cut.
That's a good one. And then finally, John says, try to get a good night's sleep. It will be the last time until Christmas break. Okay.
It's like, yes.
That's good.
Gretch, I think for those of us with kids in school or who are teachers, definitely September feels like the new year. But I mean, even for people who don't have that, it can be just nice to think of fall as a fresh start.
Exactly. And now for a listener question. We got an interesting question from someone who wants to be anonymous.
Yes, and this is a question for Gretchen. Just wondering if you ever get jealous of your sister's relationship with her writing partner. Seems like you guys are very close, but that she also has a special and long relationship with her writing partner. Has there ever been any feelings that have bubbled up over this? Maybe I am insecure, but I think I might feel a little competition with her writing partner.
Well, I would say no, I do not feel jealous of your relationship to Sarah. Like, I think it's wonderful that you have somebody to work with and to have accountability and who really understand everything you're trying to do. I think I'm envious of you because I think it would be great to have somebody who's deeply involved in all the things that I'm doing, but I don't feel it undermines our relationship.
And Gretchen, yeah, you often wish that you would have someone who would spend hours and hours talking to you about stuff the way Sarah spends hours talking to me. But I usually fill that role for you. I'll talk to you for hours.
Yes, you do. You do. Yes. But it's a very interesting question, very, very thought-provoking.
Okay, Gretchen, coming up, I have a photo-related demerit, but first this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flow Knit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Gretchen.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier.
Okay, it's time for demerits and gold stars. And Elizabeth, this is your week to talk about a demerit. What's your demerit?
Okay, Gretchen. So this year we're doing hashtag outside 23 and 23. We're, you know, going outside 23 minutes every day. And I've been very good about that. Part of that for me is logging it every day in the Happier app with a photograph. I've been keeping a photo log. And my demerit is that over the summer, I have completely fallen off putting my outdoor photos into the Happier app, and I can't seem to get back on track. And part of it, Gretchen, is I'll even take a picture and then just forget to put it in the app.
But did you know you can take a picture in the app? You can be in the app and take the picture there so you don't have to do it that way. Would that be easier?
Oh, so I could take it in the moment and
yes.
put it directly in the app. I didn't
yes.
know that. Well, there right there is a good example of something, a tool I could be using better.
Exactly, right? Yeah, sometimes you're just so in the practice of doing it a certain way, you don't realize that there are other options. So yes, do that. That's how I do it. It's much easier.
Okay, I want to do that because in addition to just liking the gold star of logging my photo, it's a visual diary of the year.
Yes.
So I really don't want to fall off. So I'm going to try that method. I'll let you know how it goes.
Excellent. Yes. Try it in the Happier app, everyone. It's a fun way to use that app.
Okay, Gretch, what is your gold star?
Well, I want to give a gold star to my daughters, Eliza and Eleanor, because one thing I love about both of them is that they love to run errands, both of them. So if they're going out and about and I say, hey, if you're doing your thing and you feel like stopping by the grocery store, would you buy X, Y, and Z for me? Or if you're just feel like doing an errand, would you pick up this for me? They'll do it. They just like doing errands. And it's such a lovely thing to have your people want to do for you. It makes my life a lot easier.
That is a nice quality.
And the resource for this week, you can join me for a virtual workshop and a Q&A to learn more about my four tendencies personality framework and how to use it to make the workplace work better. We will talk about common conflicts that can derail the work week and how to use the four tendencies to identify solutions, understand how people might have a different perspective. The virtual workshop will be by Zoom, and it will be Tuesday, September 26, 2023, 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time. And if you want to learn more or register, go to happiercast.com/workshop, add it to your cart, and check out. I am really looking forward to this. I love talking about the four tendencies.
Yeah.
And what are we reading? Elizabeth, what are you reading?
I'm reading The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett.
And I'm reading Being a Dog, Following the Dog into a World of Smell by Alexandra Horowitz. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Get more benefit from a tool you already use. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok and Threads at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Instagram and Threads at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, here's something. You may not know how to use a tool in order to forward an episode of the podcast to others or how to rate and review. This is something that's very easy to do, and we certainly appreciate it. It's a tool you can learn how to use.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. So, Elizabeth, have you noticed how now I have started to much more frequently forward you podcast episodes of different podcasts that I listen to? I feel like I'm sending them to you constantly. Like, Elizabeth, I think you would like this episode.
Yes, and I was just listening to one this morning that you forwarded me. So I am a fan of this.
Yeah, it's a tool that...
Keep doing it.
Yeah, we love it. From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.